WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Usually at 3:40, Wednesdays Wednesday afternoons on Fresh Air, rock critic Ken Tucker joins us for Hearing Secret Harmonies. We are running a little behind schedule this afternoon. Coming up, this week's edition of Hearing Secret Harmonies.
I'm Ken Tucker, and this is Hearing Secret Harmonies. Like a lot of you out there, I'm sure, I watched the two-hour salute to Motown Records on Monday night on television, and except for the extraordinary performances by Michael Jackson and Marvin Gaye, I was struck by how many terrific opportunities had been missed. The show assembled people like Smokey Robinson, the original Jackson 5, Diana Ross, and an early version of the Supremes, the reconstituted Temptations, and the Four Tops, whose mighty lead singer, Levi Stubbs, was still in remarkable shape. But too often the show gave us mere snippets, a verse or two, of the music that many of us had grown up loving. The show got me pulling some of my Motown records down off the shelves and listening to them, and so this show will be about the music you didn't hear on that Motown TV special. The presiding eminence of Motown Records, of course, is company president Berry Gordy. Gordy was a struggling songwriter before he became a successful producer and then the founder of the first record label to really concentrate on promoting black pop artists. Nowadays, we don't think of Berry Gordy as a great songwriter, but he certainly did have his moments. He wrote or co-wrote some early Motown songs, and before that, he got his first big break when Jackie Wilson recorded a Berry Gordy song called Rite Petite. Gordy also co-wrote some of Jackie Wilson's biggest hits, including Lonely Teardrops and That's Why I Love You So. Jackie Wilson wasn't a Motown recording artist, but you can hear this song on the excellent new double album called The Jackie Wilson Story on Epic Records. This is Jackie Wilson singing Berry Gordy's Rite Petite.
Just what it takes. She's got
That was Jackie Wilson singing Reet Petit, a song written by Motown Records president Berry Gordy. The other pervasive presence in Motown Records is Smokey Robinson, who had the record company's first hit and became an important executive in the company, as well as being one of the most expressive singers and most literate songwriters in pop music history. The song I wish I'd heard Smokey Robinson sing on that Monday night TV special is a slightly obscure one, not as well known to people who remember Smokey Robinson only for songs like The Tracks of My Tears, Ooh Baby Baby, I Second That Emotion. This song turned up, improbably enough, as the only bearable few moments in the movie American Gigolo a few years ago, when the haughty Richard Gere got dressed for the evening to the mysterious, implacable strains of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles singing The Love I Saw in You Was Just a Mirage.
Two kisses.